Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 13 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,394 on turnover of 2.8 billion NT. The market closed higher on Wednesday with contract chipmaker Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing climbing from an early low to a new high by the end of the session. Rotational buying focused on the financial sector in the wake of its relatively low valuation, boosting the broader market throughout the session. Despite the gains in the index, turnover remained moderate as investors were waiting for the conclusion of the U.S. Federal Reserve's two-day meeting and Apple's quarterly earnings report. MOFA says Taiwan has received official notice of the APEC summit being canceled. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera pulled the country out of hosting the APEC Trade Forum and the UN Climate Change Conference after massive protests over economic inequality. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says it has been given notice of the change from the Chilean government. The ministry expresses regret over the cancellation and is waiting for further details about alternatives. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum was set to be held in Santiago from November 15th to 17th. Earlier this month, President Tsai Ing-wen had appointed retired entrepreneur Morris Zhang as a representative to the event. Zhang had met with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence at last year's summit and had hoped to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump this year. Southern Taiwan is bracing for a hazy air today as dust particles from sandstorms are carried into the region on northeasterly winds. EPA monitors show orange alerts for the Yunnan, Jiai, Tainan, Kaohsiung, and Pingdong areas, meaning air quality is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Northern Taiwan is under yellow alerts for moderate air quality. The Environmental Protection Administration says monitors in Kaohsiung reached red alerts earlier this morning and are warning the public to limit outdoor activity. The EPA says the wave of dust is expected to clear this afternoon around 2 p.m. In international news, Twitter is banning political advertising on its platform. That announcement comes as Facebook stands by a controversial policy that continues to defend running paid political advertising, even if it's false. Technology correspondent Rachel Silverman has more.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced the change of policy in a tweet. He said Twitter recognizes that advertising on social media offers an unfair level of targeting. He said it's not about free expression, it's about paying for reach. The issue became especially controversial last month when Twitter, Facebook, and Google refused to remove a misleading video from President Trump's campaign that targeted Democrat Joe Biden. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook plans to continue running unchecked political ads. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
A fire has spread among structures at Shuri Castle on Japan's southern island of Okinawa, nearly destroying the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Okinawa police say firefighters are still battling the blaze a few hours after the fire started early today, and nearby residents were evacuated to safer areas. The fire in Naha, the prefectural capital of Okinawa, started from the castle's main structure. The main Seiden Temple and a north temple have burned down. A third structure, the south temple, is nearly destroyed. No one has been injured, but the cause of the fire was not immediately known. And Denmark says it is giving permission for a joint German-Russian underwater gas pipeline to be laid through its territory, in a blow to the United States, which had fiercely opposed the project. The decision by the Danish Energy Agency to approve the Nord Stream 2 pipeline's route is a victory for the governments of Russia and Germany. The plan to transport natural gas about 1,200 kilometers through the Baltic Sea from Russia to Europe has come under fire from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and several European countries, who argue it could increase Europe's dependence on Russia for energy. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.